On this October 3rd, 2017, I will call this meeting of the Committee for Citizen Involvement into session. At this time, we will have some discussion around the accessory dwelling unit program and the proposal that's been put together for the citizen involvement portion of this. So with that, I will turn it over to Sandy, staff, to talk us through that process. Okay?
Good evening, commissioners. So I was here talking about citizen involvement with you back in June. I had a draft citizen involvement plan for your review and comment, and you did provide some comments on that. So I have incorporated your suggestions and some updates given some of the realities of what we have been able to accomplish to do outreach to the citizens, and this is focused on the code amendments. And so we recognize that there are other outreach efforts that we will be doing even beyond the code amendment process to encourage people to consider an accessory dwelling unit to inform them of their options. So that's part of a broader strategy, but what's before you specifically for tonight's consideration is how we get the word out and get input from citizens regarding the proposed code amendments for the accessory dwelling units. So I included two versions of the revised draft, one that shows the changes made from what you had seen back in June, along with some commentary as to why those edits were made. In some cases, there have been some mistakes or some further explanation. One of the big differences that we added in open house, which was something that you had recommended that we include back in June. Reformatting a bit the outreach approach where we're doing more general public outreach with having community groups as part of our interested parties list rather than having them separated out. So the second draft version is as presented. In other words, it doesn't show the changes, so it's a clean version, a little bit easier for you to read through and maybe comment on if you do have some changes you would like to recommend at this point. So your options this evening are to approve the revisions as submitted, to approve with revisions that you may identify, or to not approve and give some direction as to what else you would want to happen in terms of citizen involvement for this program.
Okay. Questions?
Ask some of these things.
Well, I think your questions, I think you talk about the city's email newsletter. I think you can chime in as long as it is in our role as the Committee for Citizen Involvement, as long as it's dealing with that role. We're not meeting as the Planning Commission at this moment in time.
Well, you stick with that one then, and the other three are really
specific about the issues. Yeah.
So, your page three that talked about the city's email newsletter, as a method of reaching out to the community, I'll confess, I didn't even know that you had one. I wondered if they might consider, occasional billboard signs or sign, sandwich signs or something like that. We need a way to, it's like this tax measure that crashed and burned, and I think it's because a lot of people had this idea that we're scared of taxes and had no idea what the city was going to do with it. So we have, we do the traditional registered guard and stuff, but I don't think we're reaching the bulk of our citizens. If there was a way, voter rolls, do voter rolls have email addresses?
No, not typically.
No, okay, that's too bad. But some sort of a way, billboards occasionally, not all the time, but broader way to say, get information about Springfield, subscribe to, something.
Mm-hmm.
I just worry that we're not reaching people.
I don't know what the cost of a billboard would be. That's something we could look into. I'm not sure if there are any available. I mean, I haven't really, that's not something I've really ever done.
Well, there's some other avenues as well. Like, we have a Team Springfield newsletter that goes out periodically. There are some other things that get out into the hands of the community. You know, and I think from the Springfield homepage, I don't think you have to go too deep to get to the newsletter piece. Do you?
I don't know how you get to the city's newsletter from the city's webpage. That I don't know. But on the front page of the website has been the feature for accessory dwelling units receiving those SDC waiver. There's been a link to the Springfield housing strategy, and for a couple weeks featured in big was the open house announcement.
Yes.
We did have about 40 people come to the open house Thursday night, and you'll get, as part of your planning commission role, a copy of their comments. We did have the TV provide coverage that day, so Tom Adams from KVAL came and it was on TV, and I know that a number of the people that came to the open house had seen it on TV.
Good.
I don't know if that's why they came, but we had a wave that came in at 6 o'clock that I think they, whether they were planning to come or not, I think they came in specifically because they knew a presentation was at 6 o'clock and having heard that on the news. So I understand and I have the same concerns in terms of how do you reach your broad populace given a limited budget. And so I'm open to suggestions as we're going into the public hearing process. I can say that in terms of the people that did come to the open house, some heard about it through word of mouth. Some heard about it through the Eugene Weekly in their calendar, and some through social media. So it's been on, I think that city's Facebook page really has probably been the way that most people have found out about it. Not just the open house, but about the program in general, because our Facebook page is getting more and more links, and then that's something that people can forward onto their social networks, and so we're able to reach more people through that Facebook page. And we did pay to have our, this is getting beyond my technical expertise, but whatever you do to have
search
it higher up on the item, so we paid to have that bumped up for a couple weeks.
Well, what I heard Commissioner Landon say, I think, in part, was if you're going to say as part of a plan for CCI to review as a form of outreach, and the email, the city has a newsletter, people ought to know how to find it. So I think one of our recommendations would be make sure it's high enough and easy enough to get to from the homepage that people can get to the e-newsletter and the Facebook page, should they choose to do that. I think that's an important part. Commissioner Bose?
Well, I just think that the people that are interested in this subject, the people that are interested in what's going on in Springfield, they know how to access the information that comes out. And I think there's a large number of people in the community that don't care in the least, which stands to take. You could plant a sign in their front yard and they won't care.
Well, yeah, they would. They'd tear it out.
Well, I know, but they wouldn't pay attention to the subject matter. I mean, you could send out mailings with the utility bill, for that matter, if you wanted to reach the maximum number of people. But what percentage of people that are going to pay any attention to it? It'll be the same number of people that follow the website.
Yeah. There's a real cost-benefit piece to this, and we really, we do need to focus on the tools right here. You know, there are a lot of people in the community that don't necessarily communicate electronically either. So back to your point, something somewhere that's just a sign that says, you know, at the bus station or something that says, did you know, or the senior center, or, you know, did you know there's a public meeting? Those are important things that can be done.
Yeah, I was also thinking senior center and the Lima Lane facility out on 32nd probably has a community board that you'd reach a lot of different people from those two.
If they don't, they will.
Well, the other thing too is like grocery stores have bulletin boards, post information like that too. But again, depending on cost, send out a flyer that the utility bill and subs and that.
We did look into the utility bill option. For our contract with sub, there are a certain number that we can send out, and those are already prescribed for topics related to the utilities, such as the stormwater or sanitary sewer. So something like accessory dwelling units is not an eligible topic to be on the utility bill.
Of course, evidently, that's the discretion of sub, because there are subjects that come with utility bills that are not related.
Well, I think it's an agreement between the city and sub, is my understanding.
Because we get flyers on public events that aren't kind of sub, and they come in with the utility bill. So I think it's all a matter of whether you can twist arms, I guess.
And ADUs certainly would affect sewer services, et cetera. So.
Yes, Commissioner Nelson.
The Renters Owners Association might be someone to reach out to, because they do newsletters to all the people locally that have rentals, and I think that's going to be an easy target for people that would have interest in this and have input.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
We did include them. So they were sent a notice of the open house, and they will be receiving the public hearing notices as well.
How does the Home Builders Association, what is their take on this?
They support, and they said that they would include it in their Monday update.
Good.
In terms of the open house announcement.
I think the ROA, I used to be a member of it too, because I recall there were independent speakers that had come in the presentations too, so there might be an opportunity to actually have someone from staff or come in and have do a presentation on the ADUs.
Maybe we come today?
Yeah.
So,
yes, for me to get a better understanding on the emails that are sent out by the city, what's that roster made up of?
So our list is made up of people who are already on the Department of Public Works' list that say they want to get department updates. It also includes anybody that staff has had contact with over the past year who said that they want to be on a list and get updates. And then it's anybody who has signed up through our website saying that they want to email updates. In addition to that, I picked out groups such as the Renter Owners Association, a second address for Lane County Home Builders, because was the executive director was on it, but I sent it to the administrative person as well, since I know she's the one that really does the mailings. So I added to that people such as that, like the Chamber of Commerce, the City Club, the League of Women Voters, AIA, the American Institute for Architects group, to, even though they haven't requested to be on that list, so I sent that to them separately so that they're not on the regular constant contact list. But I think that they ought to know about it.
Right. So I'm thinking it might be a good idea to just try to bolster that roster. I mean, as much as we can by advertising the roster, and not even necessarily commercially advertising a roster, but advertising a roster on Facebook, because you're talking about posting about things. But if we advertised an email list, maybe people would get on that email list so they can get it directly to their email, even if they don't see it in their Facebook feed. A lot of people go off and on Facebook or aren't on very often, but still see their email. I think if we advertise the email list itself, might build us a better roster so that we can have constant contact with these people.
Advertise the email list.
Go boost staff or something like that.
Email option, some sort of...
A link, advertise a link and say, if you want to stay, if the city of Springfield to contact you with updates at your email to stay involved with your city, sign up here. And because you can, yes, go and sign up in the website, but frankly, I don't know where it is on the website. I could probably find it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so in other words, when you do an ADU update on the front page of the website, it'd be great to have a link there that says, you know, if you'd like to stay connected, you know, click here. And it takes you to a page where you put in your email, and now you're connected.
Right.
Make it that easy.
Yeah, it's not on our front page, but it's on our ADU page. So if you...
Okay. But you said it was on your front page at some point.
Well, not the place where you would click to get onto the mailing list. So you can click to the ADU page from the home page, but then you have to click from that ADU page to request to have your name on the contact.
As long as it's well advertised and easy to get to, I think that's what I'm hearing.
That's,
yes.
That would be the question. Is it a possibility of just putting it on the front page? It says,
that's what it looks like.
Today on city events, just a general.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. So it's one click from the city's front page.
Good.
Okay.
We're talking about now about sort of the thing that's an opt-in, so that you have to act it. But which I think is fine. But I also think the push idea, where it's sent out to, we were talking about the Home Builders Association, but I think there'd be some other ones too. I know the American Public Works Association locally has a lot of active members. And I'm also thinking of local planners and professional land surveyors in Oregon. I think it'd be really interesting in that too.
So we have the list here as Home Builders Association, Lane County, Springfield Board of Realtors, Renter Owners Association, Affordable Housing Providers, Washburn Neighborhood Association, Chamber of Commerce, City Club, and League of Women Voters. That's your current.
Well, and I, after I put that together, I added the American Institute of Architects, their local chapter.
Okay. So you've heard some other suggestions, I think. Yes, Commissioner Holland.
We add, do we have any kind of a list of local congregations and a great way to reach people? I don't know if that kind of a list exists.
Like Rotary or something like that?
Well, I was thinking church, but Rotary's certainly not.
Interfaith Council? Is there an interfaith
something
council?
Something like that, yeah. Again, I don't even
well,
think
this,
that exists.
This particular issue could potentially directly impact several things. Homeless folks, you know, the amount of rental space, affordable rental space that's available in the community, those are important to our faith-based communities. We've got groups around the city who do a lot of work feeding homeless folks and assisting with finding placement. I don't know that group, they certainly would want to be informed. I don't know how much they would want to be involved necessarily in the design of code. This process is about developing code amendments to support the rollout of ADU development in the city, right? But I'm sure they would want to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Perfect.
So I know that there's the Springfield Shelter Rights Alliance. So they have members already on our list, but beyond the Springfield Shelter Rights Alliance, who are you thinking? Or is that going to cover it, or are there other...
Probably out of the mission.
Sorry?
The mission. They might be someone to reach out to. I mean,
do they do anything? Do they... What about St. Vincent de Paul?
I mean, they're on in terms of being affordable housing providers.
Yeah.
So all St. Vincent's
Habitat.
Yes, Habitat's on the list.
Okay. That would be good.
Interfaith Council.
Yeah, I thought that there was such a thing.
I was pretty sure there is.
Okay.
I reached a lot of APWA. Professional land surveyors. Planning groups. It's gotta be a local plan.
We sent it out to the livability links or something, which is a, it's not a professional group. It's kind of informal group of people who are interested in livability issues.
What about the builders that are specializing in these? They probably have a pretty good robust Facebook page or email list already and, you know, saying, hey, we're looking at doing this. They might be able to get out a lot of information from people that are falling in there.
Well, the Home Builders Association, I would think.
Would have them.
Would communicate to that.
And we did have flyers, not about the code amendments per se, because we weren't ready yet. But we did have flyers out at the Home Builders Tour of Homes about the SDC waiver. And we also had them out at the Bream Home and Garden Tour. And so the Bream actually included flyers about the open house.
Good. Good.
Question. We're kind of running low on time, I think, right?
Yes.
It sounds like we're getting a lot of new ideas here. If we all wanted to send you and then send to the group our ideas regarding this, what would be a time frame that we might have to have you consider stuff?
Well, what I think is this is our time to consider this, and I think you're taking good notes. Are there other things that? What I'm hearing you say is there may be other things we might think of. Is that?
I'm wondering whether we should defer. She said something about approve, disprove, or defer, and I'm wondering what the time frame is.
Well, we have a public hearing scheduled that's been, notice has been sent to the Register Guard and to the Homeowners Association scheduled for October 17th.
Okay.
So if. If you're wanting to say, if you think that there's more that needs to be done than what we can include into this plan before that hearing, then I think that raises the question of having an approved citizen involvement plan before you really
have a public hearing.
You know, you're into the public process and you don't have an approved plan yet. So I think that.
Yeah,
raises a question about how this works.
I think it's if we're going to make that that hearing schedule, and I know this is a priority of the city council and the city manager and staff.
I would say, does this, you know, the citizen involvement plan, once it's approved by you, doesn't preclude us from doing other things as well.
Right.
So if you have other ideas or things that could be we could reach out to, I'm certainly willing to add that in. And I don't think that you have to revise your citizen involvement plan to do additional outreach beyond this, but your
maybe
plan
you
has to...
Look, maybe you should just have a statement under community groups outreach and additional groups that this plan might affect or may have interest in input or something. All right, so that at least we've said this isn't an all-inclusive list, right in the plan, right? And then that we can accept, and then you've heard the feedback from the group tonight, and then that would be part of what staff would do is as we move forward or went to public hearing, one of the questions staff might receive is, what groups beyond what was identified in the plan were reached out to, right? Does that make sense? You've had lots of feedback tonight. I think that can get us probably tonight to consensus on having an approved plan.
Real quick, if I could just interject, I heard that suggestion to send suggestions straight to Sandy. Sending individually your suggestions for further groups to Sandy is completely acceptable. I would ask you not to send them out to your entire group because that creates a potential for a public meetings violation if you start replying all to those. The CCI is a public meeting, it is a public body. And so sending those one way to staff your own individual suggestions as members of the committee appropriate.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, that's a great point from legal counsel. So you all understand that we are under public hearings law, and we cannot communicate broadly to our group because that means, right, exactly. So directly to Sandy is fine if you have additional suggestions, and I would encourage you to do that. And then Sandy will be kind of the keeper of the list, so to speak, and do her best prior to the public hearing. And then we'll just put that additional clause under community group outreach, under that paragraph on page 3 of 4. Could we do that?
Sure.
That amendment make sense to,
yes,
to the CCI? Okay. Other comments?
Last suggestion, maybe property management companies?
I did send to Emerald.
And
of course, Acorn is the link with the Renter Owners Association. So I did not reach out to more than those two, okay, but I could.
Okay. Any other? Yes?
I just want to, I guess, as a sort of reminder that there's really two different levels here. We've been talking extensively about outreach and who to contact. The other issue is specific code amendments. And so oftentimes, whoever we reach out to and whoever we contact and communicate with, they're not so much keyed into what specifically we're changing in the code as just the program that's being set up and the opportunity for ADU. So I think there's two different levels here really that we're looking at.
That, I think, may serve as a good segue to our next our meeting as the Planning Commission. However, I would certainly entertain a motion at this stage. Do we need consensus or a motion?
We need to move to approve the plan.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the plan as amended with that additional language in that section that we discussed. A motion
to approve the plan as with the amendment as discussed.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Moved by Commissioner Landon, seconded by Commissioner Cuevilla to approve the CCI plan as amended, as we discussed in relation to community groups outreach. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You have a plan. We have a plan.
Who seconded that?
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So we will now adjourn our session as...